shoe sale in the morning.
Yeah.
Store full of shoes and Dad's credit card. It's like winning the lottery.
Hi, ladies. Can I help you?
Yeah. I need new shoes. It's getting kind of crowded down here.
Let's have a look.
See? My clogs are all clogged.
Well, actually, we're all looking to spruce up the old dogs.
Excuse me a minute.
Those dogs should be put to sleep.
Excuse me, miss, but we reserve the right to refuse service to those feet.
I don't get it. I've never even been in this shoe store. Bad smells travel fast.
I like these shoes.
Oh, well, let's step over here, see what size you are.
I like those shoes.
Let's see your foot. Size 13. My, for a little girl, you certainly have very, shall we say, healthy feet.
He said, I have healthy feet.
That's just a nice way of saying big. You've grown 2 sizes this year.
Is that a lot?
Not for Bigfoot. Looks like all your little piggies went to market and stopped at Sizzler on the way home. Look on the bright side, Michelle. By the time you get to high school, you'll be able to water ski without skis.
My feet aren't that big.
Oh, yeah? Excuse me. Do you have this for Michelle in a larger size?
Very funny.
Go to sleep, but first we got a special treat for you.
Guys, we used to do this for Michelle when she was your age.
And the tradition continues. Lullabies, the next generation.
All right, gentlemen, start your vocal cords. Hello.
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 Good song.
Well, that wasn't a song, son.
Well, what we are waited for.
Christopher Robin and I walked along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to Alan Moore as our days disappeared all too soon. Now I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the woods. So help me if you can, I gotta get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive.
Oh, I love this song.
Chase all the clouds from the sky.
Chase the clouds away.
To the
end. Oh, that's poo, all right.
One more time.
No more time, guys. It's bedtime now. All right, come on. Time to go to bed. Come on.
All right, in you go.
Good night, son.
Good night.
Ready, boys?
Yeah.
Good night.
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 Night.
Good night, sweetie.
Sweet dreams. Good night.
I love you.
We sounded great, didn't we?
Yeah. We sounded, we sounded like we never sounded before, right, boys?
Yeah, we've never sounded like that.
That's a whole new sound.
You know what? We should do this every day. Two shows on Saturday, bedtime and nap time. Maybe we could even start like our own little family singing group, like the Osmonds. Good night, Donnie, Jimmy, Tito.
Gentlemen, we got a big problem.
What would that big problem be?
Oh, did you hear her voice? She sounds like a cat in a Cuisinart.
That's not a big problem. A big problem is like if like your butt fell off.
What?
Well, you'd be totally out of the mooning business.
Sit down.
Okay, all right.
The point is that we work too hard on those harmonies, you know? I mean, the thought of Becky butchering those songs every day and twice on Saturdays, it's... Guys, I don't think it's gonna work.
Well, why don't we give her a tambourine and stick her in the back like Paul McCartney did with Linda?
No, you know what? I'm just gonna teach her to sing on key. Or in a key.
How about in the Florida Keys?
I don't know, Jess. You know, trying to teach something to someone in your family can be really touchy.
Rebecca won't even know she's being taught. You know, I tell her we're working on some harmonies for that little song we're doing, and she happens to learn how to sing in the process. Well, then, thank God.
Comet, this book has all the world records in it. Biggest head. Biggest ears. Here it is. Biggest feet. Oh, no. That's what I'm gonna look like someday. Here, Michelle.
Children's Book of World Records. What are you reading about?
The world's biggest tomato.
How big is it?
Too big.
By now, it's probably a case of ketchup.
I'm going to sleep.
Boy. I gotta get some new big tomato material. See you in the morning, Michelle.
Bigfoot.
He's grown two sizes this year.
Healthy feet, healthy feet, healthy feet.
You'll be able to water ski without skis. Do you have this for Michelle in a larger size?
I'm home.
Oh, good. Michelle's home.
I hope she had a better day than yesterday.
That carpool is getting ridiculous. 20 clowns in one Volkswagen.
Well, you must have had a nice day. You're smiling.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's painted on. Uncle Jesse, can you help me with these shoes?
I don't know whether to use a shoehorn or the jaws of life. All right, come up here. You ready? One, two, three. Have mercy.
Yikes!
Michelle, those puppies are getting huge. What are you using, Desinex or Miracle-Gro?
Daddy!
Ow, Michelle! You gotta put a wide load sign on those babies.
Sorry. Daddy, why can't I go back to school?
Oh, sweetheart. We talked about this before. The last time you were there, you were playing hopscotch and you squished the janitor.
And I don't have to remind you about that near-fatal hokey-pokey accident.
Yeah, you put your left foot in, you took everybody out.
Let's take a ride up with some feet.
Sorry, boys. Last time you slipped between our toes and got lost. Hey, Pauline Bunyan. I picked up a little foot powder to get you through the weekend. Oh, and father of the freak. You owe me 412 smackaroonies.
Great.
Maybe we can make some money back. Michelle, trim your toenails. We'll sell the clippings as boomerangs.
Michelle, I swear, your feet are getting bigger every minute.
No, they're not. Oh, no, they're growing again!
They're out of control! Run for your life!
Please, don't stop! Oh, thank goodness. It's just a dream.
You're having a bad dream.
That's what I thought, but it's not. It's real. Look.
Oh, so you ate cookies in bed. We've all done it. Now relax, you're fine.
I'm not fine. I'm a Bigfoot freak. You're supposed to meet us at the park today. Are you sick?
Yeah, I'm sick of these feet.
Well, you better get over it. You're stuck with them for the rest of your life. Don't you see? They're growing like crazy.
Really?
Are they growing right now?
Get back.
These things can take an eye out. This is what they're gonna look like. Gross! They look like two Buicks with toes. But it'll look good on you. What am I gonna do? I know how we can shrink them.
Will it hurt?
Don't worry, I won't feel a thing.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Oh, Jess, you know what? I made up a list of songs that our group can sing to the boys.
Oh, dynamite. Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite stuff. But I figured, why don't we work a little bit on the song that we sang last night, you know? I've written you a special little part.
Well, you didn't have to write me a special part. I'd be fine singing whatever pops into my head.
Yeah, well, it's whatever pops out of your mouth that we should work on. Come over here. Come over here. Now, remember that part, Chase the Clouds Away? we do a little lower. Chase the clouds away. Try that.
Chase the clouds away.
Chase the clouds away. Can I give you just one little tip?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Tip away.
It's your posture. I think it's just one little tip, but I think it's your posture. You need to, you know what? Actually, I just thought of a second one. It's your posture and your diaphragm. You have to breathe from your diaphragm. You know, I just, see, boom, I stink, and a third one just came out. You have to enunciate. You see, you have to enunciate. That's it. Very good.
Got it.
Okay. Let's try this little exercise here.
Okay.
May me my moo moo. Try that.
May me my moo moo.
Okay. Let's see, one more time, if we can.
May me my moo moo. May me my moo.
From your diaphragm.
May me my moo.
Now you're not standing.
May me my moo.
Just stop. What are you trying to do? Give me a singing lesson?
No. No, it's not a singing lesson per se. It's more of a singing tip session.
All right, fine. So I'm not the best singer. I don't peel the paint off the walls.
But the beams are starting to buckle.
Okay, so I don't have the greatest voice. I'm not hurting anybody.
Well, see, that's where we disagree. You see, as a professional musician, I rely on my ear. And if my ear is exposed to a sound that and I mean this in a nice way, sounds like a fork in a garbage disposal, it could ruin said ear.
I'd like to whop you upside said ear.
Oh, don't be so emotional. It's just a little criticism.
How would you like it if I criticized you?
Well, I'm sure I could take it if I had any faults to criticize.
Well, Mr. Overmoosed, 2 hours in front of the mirror, hair accoutrement per se, have mercy, Hell's Angel dropout over critical Elvis wannabe, handle that.
Not bad for your first lesson, honey.
Are you sure this really shrinks stuff? They call it shrink wrap. And it'll keep my feet fresh for up to 5 days. Just to be sure, we better use the ice, too.
Why the ice?
My brother once got this big bump on his head.
He accidentally ran into my fist. My mom put ice on it, and it completely shrunk.
His head?
No, the bump. Are you really going to do this?
They lived happily ever after.
See, this is song, Mama.
Oh, you don't want to hear me sing. It might buckle the beams.
Oh, it won't. Please, Mama.
Well, now, how could I say no to that?
Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a honey jar stuck on his... What?
Nose.
He came to me asking help and advice. And...
See more, Mama. You're the bestest.
Aw, thanks, but I don't think everyone feels that way.
No, you boys are right. Your mom sounds beautiful.
Jesse said I sound like grinding flatware.
Well, that's because I wasn't listening. I mean, I was hearing the notes, but I wasn't feeling the love behind them. I'm sorry,
Barry. I'm sorry, too. I said some pretty mean things. Hair, the motorcycle, the Elvis wannabe
no
stuff.
No need to relive that. Apology accepted.
I guess criticism hurts more when it comes from someone you love.
Yeah, because when it comes from someone you don't like, you can just, you know, knock them upside the head. Forgive me?
Am I still in the group?
Absolutely.
You're forgiven.
Kiss her already. Oh, this dude talk.
What are you doing over here? You tell me to kiss her, then you... Come on, four-way kiss. Four-way kiss, ready? Four-way.
Are they smaller?
No. But they're bluer.
Michelle, what are you doing? That's ice water. What are you doing, making a bunion slurpee? Get out of there.
No, I'm not done.
Yes, you are.
No,
I can't believe you're going to...
Okay. Go to your neutral corners, please.
Oh, that's where all the ice went. I'm over here drinking a warm sarsaparilla.
Michelle was soaking her feet in ice water.
Michelle, your feet are wrapped in plastic. There's a bucket of ice water on the floor. I can only guess what's been going on up here.
I'm trying to shrink my feet.
Ooh, I would have been right. Michelle,
where would you get a crazy idea like that?
Well, gotta go.
Michelle, why the heck would you want to shrink your feet?
Because I'm a freak. They're growing two sizes a year.
Honey, you're just going through a growth spurt. What would make you think you're a freak?
Dad, we might have helped with that freak scenario. We were kind of giving Michelle a hard time at the shoe store.
What'd you say to her?
Oh, standard foot humor. Something about Bigfoot and water skis.
Yeah, and her feet being so big, they look like two beaver tails with laces.
I never said that.
Actually, I just thought of it. Figured I better use it or lose it. But, anyway, I'm really sorry, Michelle. It's kind of out of control.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. We shouldn't have teased you like that.
You know, sometimes little teasing can blow things out of proportion for a little kid. I remember when I was your age, I was the tallest kid in my class. Everybody used to call me Freckle Shins.
Freckle Shins? And there's a connection between that and your height?
See, what happened was I would grow, but my pants wouldn't. So what I had was a situation where there was this big gap between my socks and the bottom of my pants. So what you saw, well, you know, you get the picture.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, the point is, look, I was afraid I was going to grow up to be some kind of giant. So I used to walk around hunched over, hoping I'd look shorter. And what I looked like was a giant question mark.
Well, you're tall, but you're not a giant.
Right. And your feet might be a tiny bit big, but they're normal.
Honey, everybody has something about themselves they're not completely happy with.
Yeah, just take a look at me, for instance, Michelle. My head is shaped like a toe.
Not.
Let him finish, Michelle. This should be good.
You see, when I was growing up, everybody called me Toehead.
Oh. Joey, Toehead is an expression that people use to describe kids with very blonde hair.
Get completely out of here.
Joey, it's true. We were called that all the time.
You see, Michelle, your own imagination or sheer ignorance can make things seem a lot worse than they really are.
I guess my feet aren't that bad when they're not all pruney.
Believe me, honey. You are a beautiful, normal child, and you are going to grow up to be a beautiful, normal adult.
You promise?
I promise.
So, you guys are basically saying that my head's not shaped like a toe. I always thought I had this ingrown forehead.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention, I could kind of picture a big sandal on your head.